Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the Anointing Women's Ministry with the Anointing Full Gospel Center this Friday, August the 4th. We thank you for taking your time, and we thank God for you, for just taking your lunch break, your just time throughout the day to just share with us this Friday afternoon. So I just wanted to say thank you. And so this Friday, we wanted to actually talk. I wanted to share something with you that actually really didn't realize of how important it was to me. Just to let you know, I was out yesterday, just out and walking in the neighborhood. And then before I left, the Lord put on my heart just to, you know, just to be grateful, because, you know, we can get so, you know, whatever our responsibilities are during the day can sometimes become so overwhelming that we don't realize that that's all we're thinking about. That's all we're putting our energy into. So when it comes time to something else we need to put our energy into, we're depleted. We don't have the necessary energy to fulfill that task. And that's something that I've learned at church and really did not realize that that's something that needs to be protected. And so I was out walking yesterday, and all of a sudden the thoughts began. I started thinking about doors, like the effects. Like, why do I do these things? Like, what is the effect? What door did I open to allow myself to react to something that I'm doing? Like, why am I always, my mind always being so concerned, and not concerned, but why is my mind being so flooded with how it should be, or thinking about the situation, overthinking about the situation? What is the effect of that? What door or what caused that? And so in the process of thinking about that, the scripture came to me about Cain and Abel, you know, and then that's what I want this topic today to be about. And again, we all, if you all familiar with the story in the Bible or the lesson, the experience in the Bible that talks about Cain and Abel, which is coming out of Genesis chapter 4. And today's topic is actually going to be, which door are you walking out of? Effect from a cause or dominion over the cause, or ruling over that cause? Because again, all of us are human. All of us have been affected by something. And those effects could, those causes could actually be viewed as hindrances. And those hindrances sometimes, is, for me, was hard to always associate with, because none of us want to be hindered. None of us want to ever view ourselves as being prohibited in any way. We like to feel, or look at it myself, I like to feel that I'm growing, that I have, you know, I am adult, I'm progressing, and all those different things. But the reality of it is that there's always something. I know for me, in realizing that there was this effect in how I just constantly will flood my mind off of whatever I may be responsible for or whatever is before me, I flood my mind with that, and then I'm drained. And there was a point in my life that I would, my jaw would lock up. I didn't even realize that I had so much on my mind that I did not realize that it was affecting my body. My jaw would completely lock up. I would be in the middle of a conversation, and I literally couldn't open my mouth, and not realizing that it was associated to my mind, to what I allowed myself to put my energy into, and that was in my thinking, and then it affected me physically. But now looking at it, that is the effect of something else. So what did I allow or to cause in my life, whether it be something that I may have heard, whether something I may have seen, something that could have been affected by any of my senses or an experience in my life? What's the cause that could have affected me? What door, what was it that could have led me to where I am at today? And then looking at with Cain, going into chapter 4, and it's verses 3 and 4, and it references, again, I won't go over all of it, but just wanting to just let you know about, it says in verse 3, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. And I wanted to stop there, because what that was is that everything that we do, there is a call. Everything that we do today stems from something else. And I know we talk about that a lot, is because it's reason. It's being able to identify what thing did I not address, or what cause in my life that may have affected me. And so the cause was that Cain was then affected by that experience, because he offered up unto God offering that was not the offering that God required of Cain and Abel. And whether that, and how to apply that to us, or even just how to apply it to me, that whatever calls in my life, whether it be the experiences by what I saw, the way that I felt, and those experiences, those causes, then began to affect my actions, not realizing that I never associated how I would think negatively, how I would even project that to myself. I've never had standards, or I would become angry, or I will become frustrated, not realizing that what is the start of that? What door did I open that caused my now actions? And so that's what happened with Cain. Because of that call, because of that experience he had, he now, his actions began to follow suit with that. And that's often the way that I looked at in reference to myself. I don't know if anybody else could honestly relate to that. Because of a bad relationship, that now all of a sudden we're on guard. There were instances in my life where, because of the experience I had in my childhood with my peers, then at that point I began to put up a wall. If I see that I'm not what I'm doing, if I'm being there, and then if it's not being reciprocated or if it's being taken advantage of, I would immediately put up a wall. I would immediately shut that person off, or I would immediately disassociated myself because of how that experience affected me, not realizing that that in itself was going to play a factor in all of my relationships, in all of my friendships going forward, because of that door that was open to them, because of that cause has now been an effect in my life. And so now, because of that, and as I was walking outside, I was thinking about, okay, well, what's the effect? What is the cause as to why I am constantly thinking about this? Or what's the cause? Why is that? What door that may have been opened that has placed me in this place of, I can't go beyond that? My actions cannot go beyond that. I'm still in this place of being angry, being frustrated, and not being able to move past it. And so there is a reason behind that. And what actually started for me is that I witnessed someone that I know fairly well, and I noticed that there was a change in who they are. There was such an evolvement in who they are. And now that I began to witness them living a life that was, how I look at it, freedom with authority. Now, the one thing I've learned is that everybody's journey, everybody else cannot walk on. Something that other people have walked on, they have been equipped to be able to successfully make it through that. With somebody else, myself, I may not have been able to get the same results, or I may not have been able to live through it. But what I've learned is that that gave me an example not to want to live their life, not wanting to take on their habits or characteristics, but to now recognize that there is something better. There is something greater. Though I may not know the steps or the process of how to obtain it myself, but now recognizing that there is an opportunity that I can have something better than where I'm at, whether it be affecting, because again, the causes and experiences, it doesn't have to even go as far as childhood. Because remember, we're human. We have these senses, our sight, our hearing, our taste, our smell. We have those senses. Those are things that come along with us and will be with us until the day we leave out of this earth. But understanding how they work and that the things that we may see, they will affect us. If we have saw something that was so traumatizing, that will affect us. And so our actions will be an outcome of that. And so now recognizing that there is a better way, I have no idea. I have no idea how to do it, but the first step for me that I want to share with you is that it first starts with, do you want to? Do you want to come from that place of call? Do you now want to no longer want to live in that place anymore? And sometimes it may seem like it's just so simple that, oh, that's all it takes is just a thought, but it takes a decision. It takes a decision. I don't know about you all, but sometimes in this world, it would make us feel as if it's just something so grand, something so monumentous has to happen in order for a life change or in order for something great to happen in our lives. But in actuality, it can come with something simple as a thought. You may not know how it's going to be done, but if you believe that you deserve something greater, it starts with that. And then everything, then that now, because our perceptions have now changed, we're no longer settling for the effect anymore, because now we know there is something different. We may not know how, and it may not even happen overnight. The answer may not happen overnight, but the thing of it is that it will happen, because now you've made the choice that you and, well, myself are no longer wanting to settle or continue in the effect of whatever the cause may have been. And even in that, by recognizing what the cause is, I've shared this before, but I realize even more important to even revisit it in this is taking the time, because now that you've made the decision, take the time to think, want to know, where did this come from? Where did it come from? Why am I clenching my jaw? Why am I doing this? Why am I constantly pushing people away? Why am I constantly putting up these walls? What could be the reason for that? And I can rest assured to let you know that in taking that time to want to find out, then you will begin to now have the insight of now your mind will go back to an experience that you never even thought about, an experience that you never even connected to be the effect as to why you're doing the things that you're doing, why you've allowed the situations in your life that you've allowed. It's simply because it comes from somewhere. And so that was something that really affected me in that, is knowing that, because again, we think something should be so strenuous and so difficult to be able to achieve something, but it's just something as simple as making a choice. And when you make that choice, then everything about you will now begin to follow suit in that choice, whether it be in our mind, whether it be in our body, whether it be spiritually, we begin to go into a different direction. And then the second thing I wanted to talk about is the effect. And that's in Genesis 4 and 5. And it says, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor, meaning God did not look with favor upon Cain's offering. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. So how we relate that to us, again, that was Cain's reaction. That was the effect of the cause. and the effect of the calls in our lives could be very similar. The effect in my life could be very angry because of the relationships I've allowed in my life. They are angry because of things that I saw that I passively did not address. It could be very, I could hurt, disappointed, and even how I carried myself because of how I saw other people do things. I would try to emulate that because I was thinking, oh, they look happy. They look, you know, they're living their best life. So in order for me to do that, I need to follow suit and copy them, realizing that that's not me. It's like dealing with the surface of a matter and not really dealing with the depth of it to actually produce that change, because it's within a person that actually, which is what we see. If whatever is in our heart, if we feel confident and reassured in who we are, our personality, how we care about ourselves, how we love ourselves, that's going to show regardless of what you wear, regardless of what your hair looks like. It will show regardless. But if it's the opposite, that too will show regardless. And the effect of the calls could affect us all differently. With me, it was not putting any effort in my appearance and how I went about life. I did not put any effect in it. I began to learn how to live an unstable life. And what that means is I began to learn how to cope with or deal with or settle with, okay, my mind is just always wondering. Problem sleeping, that's just normal. Not being able to get along with people, that's just life. I began to be a functioning, unstable person. Like, I'm pretty sure many people have heard about functioning addicts, people who were actually under the influence of substance abuse, but they knew how to function their everyday lives, where a lot of people may not have even recognized it. That in itself is not just designated for those who are with substance abuse. It could be with anybody. Functioning how to deal with pain, functioning how to deal with unforgiveness, functioning how to deal with rejection, functioning how to deal with those disappointments. For me, I learned how to function in an unstable life, in an unstable thought pattern. I began to learn how to function in that. And then I would push people away, like I mentioned before, when things got uncomfortable because I disassociated myself with reality. That was something that God opened my eyes to today. Because of an experience that I had when I was younger, anytime the reality I did not like or it was comfortable, I separated myself from that. And I would immediately go off into what we call la-la land, to what feels good, to what I would want to be. You know, I know growing up it used to be a person, you know, if you were, for example, if you were the kid who was always being bullied, your la-la land would have been the superhero, the most powerful person in the school, for example. So I did not accept what the reality was, how it affected me, to do something about it. And as a child, my mind is not even developed to even recognize that. But I'm thankful to God today that he opened my eyes to realize that and the importance of dealing with reality, dealing with what is now. And that's what I have learned. That's what I have learned at church, in today, what's being taught about the importance of dealing with reality. Because no matter how much we try to just focus on something else that feels good, you're still going to have to come back to that reality, regardless of what that is. And then, again, other options could be the effect, either taking on way too much responsibility to prove I was not how I really felt about myself, which is not good enough. And, again, that goes back to learning how to function in an unstable mindset, physically, spiritually. So I would take on those tasks, even at work, taking on too much responsibility, whether it be with people, taking on more, trying to prove to them and to myself, I'm not this insecure person. I'm not this rejected person. So I'm going to project the opposite. I begin to learn how to function in that, until now realizing that that is something that I no longer have to function in. And the next thing, going into Genesis 4 and 6, says, says, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? That's refocus. A lot of the times when we, I know for myself, growing up, the people I'm around, and even just look at it, with us, period. With us as people, we don't like to take the responsibility. It's easier. It's easier to say it's everybody's fault. It's everybody's, this is what they did, justifying it. It has nothing to do with me, because if I put it all on me, then that means I'm going to have to deal with this, with this uncomfortable place. I'm going to have to deal with what the reality of it is. But if I've lived my life in this unstable place, then I'm not going to want to deal with that. I'm not going to want to deal with what's uncomfortable. I'm not going to want to deal with those people or that situation or that experience. But what God is saying, and even just with all of us, to refocus. Refocus by not no longer trying to project it on the external. Because, yes, the external, it may have affected. But the key to it is, like I've mentioned before, is how we choose to allow it to affect us. How did I allow what I heard to affect me? No, that's something that's a personal choice. Am I going to allow this to affect me, that now it's going to disrupt my day? Am I going to allow this to affect me, that now it's going to have my mind all haywire, and now I'm going to be all exhausted because I no longer have the energy to do the task that's at hand for me? Going to sleep with it, waking up with it, driving with it, just to repeat the same cycle over and over again, year after year, choice after choice, same result. And so I remember learning that the definition of insanity is a person who's doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And that was something that I never, ever thought of, because that was where I was. I didn't like it, but I never made up in my mind that I wanted something different. And also recognizing that I am not wrong because of who I am, because of the senses that come along with humanity, because of my emotions. But now it's learning of how to control that, how to refocus that, and not projecting it out on everybody else or everything else. My personal familiar place is always accepting the blame. Always accepting. If somebody did, I'll just accept the blame. And now believing that I can never do anything right. That was the familiar place in me. That was that place that I just believed that that's just it. I just can't do anything right. I did everything wrong. But knowing that the place of refocus is not to tear myself down about how long I've been there, because that's oftentimes what I used to tell myself. I don't know if you've been there. Oh, it's been like this for these many years. Oh, this is how it's been. I can't get out of it. We can't change what has happened. I can't go back and make that choice different. But what I can do is how I choose to move forward with it, by now refocusing myself and not projecting it outward as if it's somebody else's responsibility, but now realizing that my life is my responsibility. Do I continue to want to have the same mindset? Do I continue want to just treat my body any kind of way? Do I continue want to be unstable spiritually? Do I want to continue in that? Has that brought forth anything beneficial to my life? And so it's the truth, which is the reality of where you are, but you have a choice in it. And that brings me to the very last verse, and it is verse 7. And it reads, if, which I've learned is conditional, that's a choice, that if you make, you have a choice, you have two choices. Right on the left, or you can go right. You can obey or you can disobey. You can go up, you can go down. That's a choice that we individually have to make. If you do what, verse 7, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but this is the key, but you must rule over it. That is the authority that God has given to all of us. And because of the experiences, at times we forget the authority that we have. And it's it's very easy to do so. And oftentimes because we didn't know about it, because the weight of that experience was so heavy, because the depth of that circumstance or that news that you heard or that sight, that experience was so deep, it was so traumatic, that in that place where you're at, it feels like there is no way up. But I want to encourage you today, like I am encouraged, that I have a choice. I have a choice and the authority to rule over my life and not allow the circumstances or the cause to rule over me. Now, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden I can go back and make those changes in my life, but now I can now come into the truth and the knowledge of it, that I have a choice. I have a choice that there is a better way. Because that's just like a student who is taking a test, and then they make the choice. It's a multiple choice. They make the choice, found out it was wrong. But when now the knowledge and the truth comes to them about why that choice was wrong, or that there is a better choice or a right choice, then now you can now make a, now you can now go and make a different direction. Or if you just didn't know, you went into a class and you did not know. And oftentimes I can only say for myself, there are a lot of things that I just did not know, things that I was not taught. And maybe that was you. Wasn't taught by parents, may not have been taught or even given that opportunity to have siblings who have gone through things that you were looking like you were about to head into, where they took the time to say, you know what? I don't want you to go through that. So I'm gonna share my experience. So even if you do go in that route, but at least you know what could lie ahead for you. You may not have had that experience. I know I did not have that experience. But I'm grateful that now learning to understand that, knowing that, look, yes, this may have happened. Yes, I may have made that choice. Yes, what I heard affected me. Yes, what I saw affected me, but I have a choice not to allow that to keep me there, because what it's going to do is that it's going to affect my choices. It's going to affect how I live, and then it's going to in turn affect my mind. It's going to affect my body. It's going to affect me spiritually. It's going to affect every area of my life. And unlike you, you may not have had that experience where you were functioning in an unstable life, learning how to be cluttered in your mind, not knowing there is a better way, or wanting it, but just not thinking it was for you. Forgive yourself if you want something better. Forgive yourself that however long you were there, how guilty you may have felt because of whatever happened, but knowing that there is a better way. There is a choice, and you have the choice to no longer remain there. You don't have to. I don't have to allow that to be a hindrance. And the one thing that God told me that was shared with me is that be patient with yourself. This is something that is going to take time. It was something that I had got, and it was talking about a chance. Every day is a chance to utilize what you've learned, to utilize things that may need to be done differently. This is a chance and an opportunity not to beat ourselves down, but to do whatever is necessary to build ourselves up. And the last thing I want to end with is actually something that I said last week, which was I did the acronym, which is on the back of the book of I When I Am a Survivor, and it was L for Live, E for Empower, A for Aim, and P for Persevere. I want to end it with E, which is Empower. And it reminds me of this because it says, learn to be empowered by living a lifestyle filled with love, happiness, and excitement, knowing that you have what it takes to have that in your life. You may have it physically. You may have it mentally balanced. You may have it spiritually. But whatever it is that any of us can see in our lives that could be, that can use some tender love and care in, take the time and every day that we have a chance to tend to it, to groom it. So the next day, the day after that, it can be able to develop. We can be able to see the changes in how we think. We can begin to see the effect of it. But knowing that we're all learning and taking patience with ourselves, having patience with ourselves. So I want to end it there, and hopefully this was encouraging to you, because it was very encouraging to me. And just wanted to share this with you. And I thank God for you. And I just thank you again for taking your time and spending time with us. I pray that everybody just was blessed by it, was encouraged by it. And I just pray that everyone will have a safe day. I don't know if it's storming by you, whether it's hot by you, but I just pray for your safety and protection, even of your family. And we just thank God again for who you are. We acknowledge God and thank God for this opportunity. And we thank you again. So thank you for taking your time out with us this day. And be blessed.